Daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time. On the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan fasting and celebration of Eid al-Fitr, the feast after the fast. Reflections on Islam is a non-profit charitable organization that was established in 1982, that is 4 years ago, to share with you knowledge from the Quran and prophetic traditions, as well as other sources of knowledge and wisdom, to make our humble contribution towards better understanding, justice and peace wherever we can reach. In addition to the Ramadan Daily Radio program, Reflections on Islam presents a television program, which you can see on Vision Television Network every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and every Friday morning at 3:30 a.m. So if you wish to help Reflections on Islam to survive and serve, you may send your tax-deductible donation to Reflections on Islam, P.O. Box 763, Station Don Mills, Toronto, Ontario. The postal code is M3C4G5. And if you wish to make a monthly pledge to help Reflections on Islam on a regular basis, you may call our telephone number is 416-260-7544. And our fax number is 260-0417. So please call now to offer a gift or order a pledge form. Thank you, and may God bless each and every one of you. Before we listen to the Quran recitation by Qari Mahmud Ali al-Banna from Surah Saf, chapter 61, verses 1 to 13, we would like to share with you an English translation of the meanings of these verses. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, all that is in the heavens and the earth glorify God, He is the mighty and the wise. O you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? It is most odious in the sight of God that you say one thing and do another. God loves those who fight for His cause in ranks as firm as solid structure. Tell them of Moses. When he said to his people, O my people, why do you seek to harm me when you know that I am a messenger sent to you by God? So when they went astray, God led hearts astray, for God does not guide the evildoers. And tell them of Jesus, son of Mary, who said to the Israelites, I am sent to you as a messenger from God to confirm the Torah which was revealed before me, and to give you the good news of a messenger who will come after me, whose name is the Praised One, or Ahmad. But when he showed them miracles, they said, this is plain magic. And who would be more wicked than the one who invents falsehood about God when called to submit to Him? For God does not guide the wrongdoers. They seek to extinguish the light of God with their mouths, but God will perfect His light no matter how the unbelievers may dislike it. It is He who sent His messenger with the guidance and the faith of truth, so that He may exalt it over all religion, no matter how much the idolaters may dislike it. O you who believe, shall I guide you to a profitable way that will save you from the painful doom? Believe in God and His messenger, and strive for His cause with your wealth and your persons. That will be best for you if you but knew it. He will forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow, and in pleasant mansions in the Garden of Eden, that is the supreme triumph. And He will bestow upon you blessings which you desire, help from God, and a speedy victory. So proclaim good tidings to the faithful.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله
just listened to the Quran recitation by Qari Mahmud Ali al-Banna from Surah Saf, chapter 61, verses 1 to 13. Statement. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه رواه الترمذي. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may God be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of God, peace be upon him, said, part of being a good Muslim is leaving alone that which does not concern you. It was related by Al-Tirmidhi. Our dua supplication for today. Allahumma ja'al sarirati khayran min alaniyati wa ja'al alaniyati saliha. Amen. O God, make my inward better than my outward, and make my outward good. Amen. This is Reflections on Islam, special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time. On the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan fasting and celebrations of Eid al-Fitr, the feast after the fast. Adhan al-Maghrib, the call to Maghrib prayer after sunset, according to Toronto local time, to break fast and perform the prayer. Those living outside the city should observe time differences. tomorrow prayer after sunset was made according to Toronto local time to breakfast and perform the prayer. Those living outside the city should observe time differences. Reflections on Islam will be back on the air tomorrow, God willing, half an hour before Maghrib sunset time and throughout the blessed month of Ramadan and celebration of Eid al-Fitr for the feast after the fast. We hope that you will join us. Until then, we wish you acceptable fasting and prayer, healthy breakfast and a blessed Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.